Our first reading this morning is from Jeremiah 20, verses 7 to 13. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering. Terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and they shall not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers. The word of the Lord. Our second reading this morning comes from Romans 6, verses 1b through 11. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is free from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 to 39. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The Gospel of our Lord. Our Gospel reading this morning is a continuation of last week's Gospel reading, where Jesus sent out the disciples to be apostles in the world, healing, sharing, and preaching the good news as followers of Jesus Christ. In our reading today, Jesus continues to speak of the hard truths that the disciples will face and the truth of taking up the cross in following him. This passage may be difficult for some to hear because Jesus does speak of violence over peace in the name of a sword, and he speaks of the dividing of family all for the sake of following him. These are hard truths to hear, and no doubt would have brought a sense of fear and anxiety to the minds of the disciples. In fact, Jesus mentions it no less than 3 times in our text, the need to not fear and to not be afraid. Sometimes that is easier said than done. Fear is always present in our lives. It can be debilitating, but it can also be a powerfully motivating force that keeps us safe. I'm sure many of you remember telling your kids or hearing someone tell their kids not to touch that pot on the stove because it might be hot, or not to go near the road for fear of getting hit by a car. As adults, who has not felt fear in these past few months since the pandemic began? There is a fear of catching COVID-19. There is a fear of giving it to a loved one. There is fear in the instability of the financial markets, in business, in healthcare. And there is anxiety in not being able to hug our loved ones. I have certainly felt the fear and anxiety in these past months. Fear impacts each of us and our behaviors differently. But Jesus says to fear not. You may or may not have heard this week that there was another pipeline oil spill on Indigenous land in BC. 190,000 liters or 50,000 gallons spilled into an aquifer where the majority of the Sumas First Nations people get their drinking water from. This is the 4th spill in 15 years. Can you imagine the fear of not having clean drinking water for your family? What about having adequate fire protection? A 2010 report states that First Nation residents are 10 times more likely to die in a fire than the rest of the Canadian population. There were also no rules or regulations that govern fire protection in First Nations communities, and risk assessments are lacking. So there isn't any data available to be able to even quantify the adequate level of fire protection needed for a First Nations community. These too are hard truths to hear in a country like Canada, where the turn of a tap gives us clean drinking water. Or we know that if we call the fire department, they will arrive within minutes with the proper equipment to help put out the fire. Sadly, fear is alive and well among our Indigenous brothers and sisters in Canada. But again, Jesus says, do not be afraid. For some, there is fear of what is happening to our world that God so lovingly created. Over the years, our earth has become more polluted. The oceans are full of plastic. Trees are being cut down to make room for progress. Farmland is turned into residential land. Electronics have become commodities that we throw out when a newer model comes along. And again, Jesus says, "Do not fear." But if there is one positive thing that has happened during this pandemic, it is that the world has begun to heal itself. Pollution levels have gone down, making the air cleaner. Wildlife has returned. We notice more birds in the sky and at our bird feeders. We have been given an opportunity to slow down, to listen, to heal, to reflect on what creation means to us in these times of isolation. Perhaps because of the pandemic, we will be more careful about treating our land as sacred with deep respect and integrity. Perhaps we will recognize that we have not been good neighbors with our Indigenous brothers and sisters who have lived off and taken great care of the land long before colonization began. It is time for us to come together. It is time for us to move beyond our fear and work towards a healing and mutual relationship with one another. It is time for us to prophetically speak of the need for all in Canada to have safe and clean running water and proper emergency services. There is a need for us as a church to listen and reflect on the stories of grief and frustration, loss and anger that Indigenous families have been living for generations. The loss of language, the loss of culture, and the loss of land can no longer be ignored. If we are true followers of Jesus Christ, if we are truly living out our baptismal promises, we can pick up our crosses and reflect and learn from one another, from what was lost to what can be rebuilt and shared. And Jesus again says, "Do not fear." When Jesus speaks to the disciples in our reading today and tells them not to fear, he is not making light of their situations. He is not saying, "Get over it, guys, and move on." Jesus knows that there is suffering and pain in their lives. Jesus knows that there is suffering and pain in our lives, that life is sometimes really hard. But Jesus, in our gospel reading today, is being honest and authentic in naming the fear and suffering that the disciples faced. Because when fear is named, it helps to release the power that it holds on our lives. In naming the fear, Jesus reassured the disciples and reassures us that we are not alone and that the love and strength of God is always with us. God knows us intimately and sees value in each of us, in each and every one of us, regardless of our skin color, regardless of our race, our gender, our sexuality. We are known and we are loved, and there is no need to be afraid. In following Jesus, we trust that God is with us through the fear and suffering we face in our lives. We trust that with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can grow in faith to learn what it means to truly love and walk with our neighbors who struggle with their own fear and suffering and loss. In following Jesus, we are invited to name our fear and know that our faith is strong enough to overcome it, and that we too can take up our crosses with strength and courage, knowing that it is a sign of God's never-ending love for each and every one of us, for all. May it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is "Will You Come and Follow Me?" It is ELW, hymn number 798. There is also a YouTube link that is available.